This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese leader Xi Jinping have agreed to reopen trade talks between their two countries. At the close of the G20 summit in Osaka, Japan, Mr. Trump also said for now there would be no new tariffs against Beijing.
At least the time being, we're not going to be lifting tariffs on China. We won't be adding an additional, tremendous amount of, we have, I guess, $350 billion left, which could be taxed or could be tariffed. And we're not doing that. We're going to work with China on where we left off.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump said U.S. companies would continue selling to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, a world leader in 5G technology. The American intelligence community views Huawei dealings as a national security risk. Mr. Trump seemed to ease off on the issue. On Russia, Mr. Trump refused to clarify his earlier lighthearted reference to Moscow's well-documented interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election, though he did repeat a familiar theme.
As everybody now understands, I won not because of Russia, not because of anybody but myself. I went out, I campaigned better, smarter, harder than Hillary Clinton.
Mr. Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin had once again denied the charges of 2016 meddling, asking, quote, "How many times can you get someone to deny something?" unquote. The president was traveling next to South Korea, where he's offered to hold a handshake meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un at the DMZ. Mr. Trump said it would last about 2 minutes. He said Pyongyang had reacted positively to the idea. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. While the issue of U.S.-China trade got the headlines, there were other important G20 issues. One was climate change.